The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gau Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thank you for joining me tonight. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And as always, a full week of soccer to sort of review. And then we look ahead to the weekend and games on Friday night and Saturday, Sunday, the Champions League final in Berlin, Barcelona, and Juventus. There are so many things to talk about here tonight. As always, the number to call in is 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Why do I ask for your opinion? Because, in a sense, you have been the co-host of this show over the course of the years, even when we began it, or I began it back on public radio, KPFT. So here we are. It's our 2 hours to talk the world's game. Now, I got a couple of great interviews lined up for you tonight. For you Dynamo fans, the goalkeeper that you loved, Tally Hall, as you remember, tore his ACL. It opened the door in Houston for Tyler Derrick. Tally Hall moved to Orlando City, which is one of the great stories in the league off the field. Yesterday, they had 40,000 people for their game against the LA Galaxy. I had the privilege and the good fortune of calling that historic first ever home win for them yesterday. They blew the LA Galaxy out. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But Tally Hall came back for the first time since the ACL injury and was a part of that first ever historic home win. In fact, was protected well. Really did have little, Tally had little to do in that game. You will hear from him tonight what it's like to be in that environment now and playing with Kaká. Will Bruin, I believe, played the best match he has ever played for the Houston Dynamo in the 3-1 win over the Portland Timbers. The reason I say that, not because of the goals, because of what he did without the ball. Hold-up play, aerial play, pressing defenders, a general nuisance all night long, more refined and defined use of his body against center backs and defenders. Will Bruin is confident right now. And many of you, you know, like any striker, it's up and down for strikers. He has had a fair share of criticism. But you got to admit right now, Will Bruin is a sharp center forward right now. Violence at Chivas and Atlas. So I get home to my hotel, the Bohemian in Orlando. I had a lot of some of these paintings were very interesting, is all I can tell you. But it was a great, great boutique hotel. A lot of soccer people there, former teammate Thomas Rongen, all kinds of people there, the Galaxy staying there. I get to my hotel room, that early flight. I flip on the Mexican League playoffs, and what do I see? I see fans beating the holy hell out of each other and cops at Jalisco Stadium. Well, we've got Tom Marshall, who was at that game. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk a little bit about the violence there. And it's not that I want to pull that, but, you know, that's beamed out all throughout the United States. That is a bad moment for Liga MX, what happened last night. He's also going to comment on Kubo Torres. Barcelona winning La Liga. So Real Madrid fans, Barcelona's king. And they got a shot at the treble. They're in the Champions League final. They will take on Juventus in Berlin at the Olympic Stadium. The Dynamo win over Portland. Comprehensive. I've mentioned to you, this is a work in progress. It still is. It's going to hit a big bump in the road with all the international call-ups in the summer. But this is the first time the Dynamo win back-to-back this year. And this was an excellent performance against Portland. Excellent performance. And believe me, the goal that Portland scored potentially could have been a foul on Luis Garrido. Should never have happened. The Dynamo protected Tyler Derrick beautifully in this game. Excellent performance. All kinds of good performances individually now. A manager working an entire roster. So we'd love to hear from you on that tonight. 713-780-3776. Orlando City, L.A., did you watch it yesterday? Now, maybe everybody was watching the Rockets down here. But I will tell you, that environment is on another level. After the game, people barbecuing, milling around. You couldn't get out of the stadium. The traffic was heavy. You know, lighting smoke bombs out outside. This is a giant party. And it's a very diverse crowd, by the way. There will be a new show on Root Sports once a month. Dynamo All Access. We taped our first version of it today with producer Van Williams down at BBVA Compass Stadium. So be on the lookout, and we'll mention it on the Facebook page, Soccer Matters, when that show will hit the airways. But there'll be a number of great pieces around the Houston Dynamo and what's going on with the team. So that will air on Root Sports to go along with, you know, Dynamo games that Eddie Robinson and I call with a pre- and post-game, et cetera, et cetera. The Dynamo will be at the L.A. Galaxy this Friday. And L.A., with all the good that Orlando City did, and I'm not taking anything away from them, they smacked L.A. 4-0. They never took their foot off the pedal. Kaká was excellent. Christian Higuita in midfield, silently a wonderful game. They were solid, but L.A. looked poor. So I got to factor that in. Omar Gonzalez did not play in that game. I fully expect him to be playing against the Dynamo on Friday night. The center back struggled against Orlando City. They started Bajio Husidic at left back. Maganto, a rookie out of Iona, who's from Spain, started. So they're missing Robbie Keane, and they're missing a lot without Robbie Keane. And they are missing a lot without Landon Donovan. And they have been a very busy team. I think they got a little bit of an MLS Cup hangover. We talked about that on the broadcast. But they're going to be looking to right the ship on Friday. And the Dynamo may run into a team that's a little fatigued now and low on confidence and could hit for a third consecutive win. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. I've also got some numbers as well. I mean, some tickets as well to give away tonight. Tonight I will give away a pair of tickets to Mexico-Honduras. That game will be at Energy Stadium. Mexico-Honduras. That is Wednesday, July 1st, an 8:30 kickoff. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. I've also got a pair of tickets to Kenny Chesney, the big revival tour. They're getting the stadium down there ready for that for, I believe, this Friday night, May 22nd. So a pair of tickets to the Kenny Chesney, the Big Revival Tour. 713-780-3776. Let's get some phone calls going. We start tonight with Brian. Brian, what do you have?
How's it going, Glenn?
I'm doing good, Brian. Yourself?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. No complaints. So pretty good sports weekend for Houston here.
Yes, I have a feeling it was. I was in the midst of calling the Orlando City LA Galaxy game in Orlando, 40,000 people with Taylor Twellman, but I know all of Houston was locked in on an unbelievable comeback by the Houston Rockets to win that series over the L.A. Clippers. So good times in Houston, and the Dynamo coming off a wonderful win against Portland as well. So you're up, Ryan. What do you got?
About Will Bruin, I've always liked him. Thought maybe he got a little bit too much stick than was warranted at times. And as you said at the beginning of the show, you thought it was his best match, you know, in perhaps ever in a Dynamo shirt. But how much of that do you think was that, that Giles Barnes was playing behind him?
Well, Giles Barnes played behind him all last year. I just think those are two very confident players right now. I think it more has to do with the confidence that a manager is putting in Will Bruin now. I also benched him at the beginning of the year, and you're going to hear me ask him that question, what it meant to get benched and not be starting. Because I think the one thing Owen Coyle has done here is, look, there are no sacred cows on this team. This is all about performance. And you know what? If you're dropped from the team, it's not the end of the world. If you mope around and you don't fight to get back in under this manager, yeah, it's going to be a problem for you. But you've already seen with Will Bruin, wasn't a starter in the beginning of the year. Now he is. So it sounds like a really equitable system. It sounds like Owen Coyle gives everybody chance and possibility. But you got to produce. And you got to get after it in training and, you know, do all those things that you're supposed to do. Because, look, Boniek Garcia didn't jump back into the lineup. There's all kinds of people, big-name Dynamo players that everybody expects to be in the lineup right now that Owen Coyle's not afraid to drop. And that's healthy. And that's healthy for everybody because it invigorates your game. It keeps you sharp. It lifts the level of competition. And quite frankly, this team seems a lot deeper to me and more competitive.
Going on that point a little bit, I also thought that it was pretty interesting that Rodriguez was starting out wide on the right side of the defense. I didn't know if that was his main position on some of his previous teams, but that was kind of an intriguing lineup tweak as well. Did we get any insight onto, you know, why Owen Coyle decided to mess with the back four a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't call that messing with it. It's pretty successful. They won two games in a row. So,
oh, absolutely.
What he publicly said was, in Toronto, I wanted to bring David Horst on physically against Jozy Altidore. Horst had a great game against Jozy Altidore. And did not want to lose the experience and the ability on the ball of Raul Rodriguez. And again, now I talk about Kofi Sarkodie, who's had a lot of good games for the Dynamo, who's been the incumbent there. But Kofi Sarkodie now is playing behind Raul Rodriguez. So now he has to rethink everything as a player. This is all healthy. This is all healthy stuff. And after they win in Toronto,
healthy competition makes a better team.
After the win in Toronto, why change it? Why would you change a winning formula? So there you go. It's all these little things that the manager is doing, the way he's man-managing players and paying attention to everyone throughout this team. And you know, he knows he's going to have to use the Zach Steinbergers. He's going to have to use the Rob Lovejoys. That may have been why Bruce Arena fielded the lineup he did. At some point you have to use the whole roster, and you got to find out if people are ready. And they're going to be dependent upon. Owen Coyle had a famous quote at the beginning of the year: the guy who plays 4 minutes may be more important or just as important as the guy who plays 34 games.
Huh. That's true. Interesting. I guess I missed that quote.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, shifting gears a little bit. I, you know, love watching all the different European leagues, and I don't get to watch a lot of Bundesliga, so I just see the bottom line. What the heck is going on with Bayern Munich? Do you think it's the rumor swirling about maybe Pep leaving to, you know, go coach somewhere else? Or, like, what is the deal there?
Well, there's always something going on at Bayern Munich. Come on, Brian. Bayern Munich is, they call it Team Hollywood for a reason. There's always things.
But I don't
it's
think
like
they've
E Entertainment out there. It's E Entertainment.
Decades.
It's E Entertainment in southern Germany. You know that. Come on. Look, they've had a ton of injuries. They're expected to win the Bundesliga. They're expected to win the Champions League every year. That's their expectations. That's the type of club they are. They've got Arjen Robben, who was out injured in Champions League play.
Frank Ribery.
Alaba.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's what's going on. I think injury plays a big part in it. And there's tremendously big personalities in the world of German soccer and world soccer involved with that club, including the manager, Pep Guardiola. And ego clashes, And so does rumor and the press. So this is not a surprise. This is the way it flows at Bayern.
I think he'll stay, but there's always rumblings. Do you believe that he'll stay, or do you think that he's going to jump ship?
I have no insight into that. I have no idea right now. As far as I'm concerned, this is an amazing manager. He had a lot of injuries to deal with, and guess what? I think he'll be back.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Glenn. I always love chatting with you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Brian. Let's go on to Charles. Charles, what do you have?
Hey, man, ask and you shall receive. I talked to you at the beginning of the season. You asked for Orlando City fans to call in and you know, kind of give a what's going on with our club at the beginning. I'd like to get what your impressions of us are now that we've gone through more than a quarter of the season. I know you had the fortunate job of being there to cover that epic game last night. So could you just briefly tell us what your thoughts were?
Yeah, you want both on and off the field? I'll try to give you
sure.
The Cliff Notes version. The environment's amazing. I don't think there's any question, Charles. Amazing environment. Incredible relevancy in that market. Down to the magnets on the cars that are getting passed around. There's just so many cool things going on. It's like a party in there before the game starts. I swear, I thought I was like watching a nightclub from the TV booth. Because everybody was jumping around. The music was incredible. Everybody in purple. Environment, unbelievable. 40,000 people, legit, emotionally connected. Awesome. One of the most awesome environments in MLS. On-field product, I still think we must temper yesterday, and I don't want to be the... but you got to temper yesterday with L.A. Not performing at their best. Don't have a full squad. Not an excuse. I was totally impressed with Orlando City. Pushing the tempo from minute one, running as hard in the 90th minute as they were in the first. I thought there were some great performances from some younger players. Christian Aguita, I thought, was wonderful. Rafael Ramos continues to impress me. Laren up front is a tremendous draft choice. Was great to see Kaká making 50- and 60-yard runs to get in front of the ball to get onto it. He lived up to it. He was an entertainer as well. I loved his moment where he honored Kevin Molino with his jersey after scoring and took the yellow card. Best yellow card you could take, I think, when it comes to, camaraderie. I thought Hines was solid as a center back. Tally Hall was protected well. It was a great story, him coming back from injury. So, look, are they world beaters? Look, it's an expansion team. You're building. But what a great game to build off, and there was a lot of positive there. And look, you guys had a lot of injury problems as well. So fantastic day, and now it's about consistency and continuing to sort of platform off what was a wonderful result. But the pressing game, just sharper in every facet of the game yesterday against the LA Galaxy. And this was entertainment, too. This was absolute entertainment for 40,000 people.
It was. It's been an interesting kind of ride with us because at the beginning our struggles were finding a striker. Then we've lost Molino in a meaningless game. A friendly, international friendly against Ponte Preta from Brazil.
Yep.
But because of that, we have now moved Shea up to midfield, which I think was probably one of the better things that we've done. And we brought in Luke Bowden. And a lot of people don't really know about him, but he was him and Molino were the two guys that were on the 2013 championship team that played in that very Citrus Bowl before they renovated it. And so that's the team that we weren't looking at. That was our straight USL team.
Yeah, those two guys had excellent games, by the way. I appreciate you pointing that out. And so did Saren. I mean, there wasn't a guy out there who didn't have a good game. And Breck Shea, I thought, was a lot more involved in this game. I mean, the first goal you guys put together, it's a world-class goal.
I was excited that we saw a spark in our team that we hadn't seen in a while. I think we came in with a lot of expectations and then just, mistakes at the end of games where we'd lose in 90th minute, 97th minute sometimes, even though the referee only gave 3 minutes of stoppage. But things like that happened, and I think it got us down. But, it's interesting because Orlando is embracing this like I've never seen anything happen with regards to the city. Soccer is, clearly it's growing, but it's it's taking over this whole area. I mean, I've stopped this, you know, seeing magic things around, and everything is now purple, purple, purple. Maybe because it's the season, but there's not a lot of blue in this town anymore. And we're really looking forward to having our stadium built and having people come here and showing them what we can do in our own stadium. And it was really awesome to have the game on ESPN2 and have you calling it. You know, because when we watch it back, it makes it feel like this is like a real thing. Like we finally arrived on the stage. I don't know if a lot of expansion teams ever feel that. I'm sure Portland's one of those. Maybe Seattle's another. But for most part, expansion teams always feel like you're trying to find your place. And I think that supporters wise, we've definitely found it. And on the field, I think we're trying to get there. Is there anything that you could see that we could possibly do on the field to kind of, you know, maybe step up our game a bit? Any particular people that you think should be going?
Well, one of the things you did do was you played a complete 90 minutes. And again, that to me was impressive. And at the tempo you played it in that humidity, that was impressive to me. From minute one to minute 90, you guys never really took your foot off the pedal. And you were still pressing for goals at the end. But look, you are an expansion team. And there's going to be highs and lows, and you said it. I mean, the support is just, I'm just blown away by it. It's awe-inspiring, and it's every seat is filled. You know, it is people emotionally collected. You've got young people, too, which are just, you got to have that element of 18 to 32, that young element that brings the passion, that brings the fire, that helps build the environment. I just was incredibly impressed. I mean, I just was sitting there before the game going, man, I'm really privileged to be calling this game. And, you know, it was really because Adrian Healy, the Normer guy on ESPN, Adrian got sick. So I got called in, and I was a fortunate guy to be in that position. And that's what happens in this TV business. Now, I got the game on Wednesday, too. I'm not sure why, but I'm doing the Sporting Kansas City game as well. But I really, you know, I got back to my room and I said, wow, I was a pretty fortunate man to be down there, not only to be in that environment, but to call a game as well. But I thought all the players performed. You eliminated mistakes. You played a full 90 minutes. And this game is going to be kind of your benchmark right now.
Yeah, for most supporters, I would say, especially people that have been there since day one, that's top three games of all time. We beat the defending champions. I know it's a different league. They've, you know, different year and all that stuff, but it was the defending champions. We beat them by 4 goals at home for our first home win in MLS. And the Kevin Molino thing with Kaká's shirt, a lot of people facetiously, you know, kind of put Kaká down. A lot of the, I wouldn't even call them hipster supporters, but people that I wouldn't say resent him, but a lot of the people only know our team because of him, so they kind of want to, you know, focus on other players. But he definitely got everybody's respect. There were tears in the eyes of people in our section that know Kevin Molino and know what that means from a player of that caliber, with that long list of accomplishments, World Player of the Year. You know, he's won like every league he's been in. He's won the World Cup. And for him to do something like that just shows what kind of a class player he is. And it's wonderful to see that, because he didn't have to do that.
No doubt about it, Charles. And I would add something to that. Look, any player of that stature that comes over to Major League Soccer, it's not only up to people to adjust to him, but he has to adjust to everything that's going on over here. And that's not always easy, because people run differently off the ball. People have a different skill set. There's a lot of challenges that he has in adapting. And I think the positive thing is, and he's showing you he's going to do it both on and off the field for you. Charles, I'm up on a hard break. Thank you for weighing in from Orlando. Tremendous stuff here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so Charles calling in from Orlando. So if there are any other Orlando fans out there, hell, well, guess what? Tonight we got Tally Hall on the show. Sampson, you're going to be up next. It's 713-780-3776. Daspit Law Firm working for you, personal injury attorneys. 18-wheeler accidents, boat car accidents, wrongful death. You need a good lawyer. You need the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. You can rest more assured in times of stress when you've got the Daspit Law Firm on your side. Right now, a seventh caller, you get a pair of tickets to the Kenny Chesney Big Revival Tour this Friday at BBVA Compass Stadium. Break time.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Hitting you with a little Van Halen there. Quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. Two of my favorite restaurants in Houston. It's Liberty Kitchen location in the Heights and the Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs are at both of these restaurants. They serve up the best in seafood and meats. The Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe has a great raw bar. Clams, oysters, if you're a big oyster guy like me or gal, that's the place to go. Smoked salmon hangs at the Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. So it's fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, great steaks, great burgers, also serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me. Great dining experience, Liberty Kitchen, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. It's libertykitchen.com or libertykitchenoysterette.com. 7-Up is always great solo or as a mixer. Enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. 7-Up delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavors. 7-Up always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10 also has the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Both tremendous mixers with tequila. Call it a Paloma. All right, so we've mentioned a couple of different things here. Again, we're going to get back to taking some calls here. Champions League final in Berlin, Barcelona-Juventus. Want to get your thoughts on that. As a lot of people think this is going to be easy for Barcelona, no chance. It's going to be a very difficult game. Your thoughts on that? Violence, Chivas Atlas, we'll talk about that tonight, and River Plate and Boca Juniors. Kubo Torres, Barcelona wins La Liga, looking to do the treble. Dynamo over Portland, Orlando City, L.A., and your thoughts on any topics that you want to bring up. And we will play some sound from the Dynamo Portland win as well here tonight. We'll also hear from Steven Gerrard, his final sort of question and answer in front of the Anfield faithful in his final home game. He will become a member of the LA Galaxy in the summer. 713-780-3776. Bring some opinion tonight. I do have another pair of tickets giveaway tonight. It is Mexico-Honduras, Wednesday, July 1st, 8:30 p.m. at Energy Stadium. And could be a few Dynamo players I would expect involved with that. To the phone lines we go. Samson, you are up, Samson. What's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. Glad to call in again. I know my dad was probably your number one caller way back during the KPFT days, and sometimes on 790. Not sure why he doesn't have an urge to call machine anymore nowadays.
Well, tell him I want him back and tell him thank you very much for that.
All right, will do. Yeah, I do when I can, and I'll continue to listen online when I head to college this fall in Arkansas. I love when you get to do those MLS games with Taylor Twellman. I mean, he in particular is my favorite color commentator, especially on his advocacy for concussion awareness and whatnot.
Yeah, well, he's got some problems with that, so he's a big advocate for it, and the more you talk about that, the better, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. I saw originally a tweet that Taylor Twellman put out about an arrest involving Kubo Torres. I'd like to know what happened with that.
Well, that one was out everywhere. That was a big hot topic. Alleged, and I use the word alleged, involvement at a motel with some girl, a sexual assault type thing. I myself do not want to get into the details of it because I don't know what it is. It's only what's out there. What I do know is that it's not good. And what I do know is that people pass judgment on things real quick. So, you know, I'm not really one who wants to sort micro break all this down because I don't really know the details and the facts. But the fact is there's a problem there. Tom Marshall's going to be on later. He's down in Guadalajara. He's down in Mexico City. He's going to talk about Kubo both on and off the field tonight. We'll talk to him about that in the interview. But it's tough, and I feel, you know, I feel for the Dynamo organization because made a significant investment. There's a lot of, you know, hype and excitement around Kubo Torres and his qualities as a soccer player, and so, you know, let's hope this all turns out for the best. I guess that's really all we can say to Kubo Torres has refuted it. That is one thing that is out. But my worry is always the rush to judgment in this society with social media and everything, and people just rush into judgment without knowing the facts and spouting out about it.
Yeah, I mean, it can easily gather a lot of attention. As far as, you know, for the Dynamo, you know, it's, I don't think, you know, they could have, you know, predicted like something like this happened. And obviously, you know, this happens for organizations they have to deal with. But I think, you know, in the end, I think Dynamo will have to, you know, continue with how things go. I mean, I don't think he played, you know, Saturday, did he?
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, so, and, you know, I trust what, you know, the organization is doing, you know, just in my view, especially with
any organization in any sport, when you have young men under contract, things could happen. Just the bottom line in defense of the Dynamo. I mean, it's not, this has just become a big problem for them. And look, after the win on Saturday night, you know, you walk away going, boy, you really wish this hadn't happened here because, you know, when he comes, it's going to be another way to platform the team and the sport and the eyes of on Kubo Torres was hopefully penetration in the Mexican soccer community. So there's a lot that goes along with it. Let's hope it turns out for the best. That's all I can say, Samson. Anything else?
Nothing, I just want to end on a positive note. Man, that move from the U.S. women's game last night, that was something.
Tobin Heath?
Yes.
Yeah, good soccer player. Well, I mean, if you watch that game, you realize women's soccer is a lot different now. The college game has improved, and that's another reason why if you like the NWSL and the women's soccer, you know, great opportunity in your town right here to go down and watch the Houston Dash.
Absolutely. Thanks, Len.
All right. Thank you very much, Samson. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's take it out, Michael, and take ourselves back to BBVA Compass Stadium this past Saturday. 9 minutes in, Brad Davis, supreme free kick, and it's not at home by Will Bruin. Marcin. Organizing his backs. Davis, that's a good ball. The goalkeeper throws it, it's 1-0. It is Will Bruin picking up his third of the year, and the Dynamo have provided the opening damage here at BBVA Compass Stadium. So Dynamo go up 1-0 against Portland. Now, this was a very comprehensive performance in my mind against the Portland team that was one of the better defensive teams in all of Major League Soccer heading into this game, and the Dynamo hit them for three. You will also notice, very early stages of this game, Luis Garrido got stuck in on Diego Valeri, and I thought it was a real message sender because I think the Dynamo sometimes have gotten the tag of being a little bit soft as of late, a little bit too nice. And Garrido the Beast was getting after people. We've seen him do that in the last two or three games. He took the edge off Diego Valeri. Now, to tell you how good Valeri is and the job that Garrido did on Diego Valeri is when Garrido got tackled in midfield, and I'm still not sure that wasn't a foul that led to the Portland goal. I think it was the 53rd minute. Garrido had basically frustrated and the Dynamo collectively had frustrated Diego Valeri, their playmaker. But this was the one time Valeri had an opportunity really to make something happen in a positive position, and he laid a perfect ball on to Adi, who scored. Here's what it sounded like.
Garrido, an area you don't want to lose the ball. Here's Diego Valeri now. He lays it on to Adi. Beasley tried to grab him, and Adi's shot goes in. It's all tied up. It's lost in a bad area, and the Portland Timbers have punished the Dynamo.
Still not sure it wasn't a foul, though. If you go back and look at that, it looks like he might have been fouled. So it's 1-1, 53 minutes. So right into the second half, Portland responds. But then, how about this from Owen Coyle, who's worked so hard, the manager, to get the best out of Alexander Lopez. Gave him five straight starts. This game, sent him back to the bench, put Brad Davis in on the left side, but brings in Alexander Lopez, and Lopez's skill set, once he gets the ball in the box, cuts the ball back in tight and basically lays down Ridgewell. Ridgewell goes to the ground thinking, you know, he's going to get a tackle in. Slips it to Giles Barnes. Exquisite finish. Wonderful buildup. So Lopez immediately off the bench rewarding Owen Coyle and the Dynamo. This would be the game-winning goal. Here's what it sounded like. Dynamo seeking out some urgency here. Beasley, the designated player, to the end line. Drives it across, face it goal. Giles Barnes. Lopez! Can he get a shot off? Barnes does. It scores. It's 2-1 Houston. Lopez to Barnes. Instant success off the bench. Yes, it was instant success off the bench. Getting a lot of contributions from a lot of different players. Team shape for the Dynamo great on this night. David Horst, I thought, was exceptional at center back. Everybody having good games. And I think a lot of confidence. I think the team's having a lot of fun. But it wasn't over then yet, because the smartest man on the field for a brief moment in the second half would produce the game's third goal. Will Bruhn, who you will hear later on in this show, and I'm going to ask him about Owen Coyle and his influence being benched, a lot of the different professional factors that come into being a professional soccer player and how you're dealing with them. This is real stuff, not cush-cush stuff. I'm going to ask him why, the bench has been good for him. And we all know that managers and coaches have to use all types of different tactics. So, Bruhn, on a ball that's hit back, catches Nat Borchers, ball that wasn't dealt with well by Portland, and then he absolutely beautifully lobs the goalkeeper, Quarasai. So here's what it sounded like. It's Will Bruhn getting his second of the night. Bruhn is onside. Bruhn is there. He's going to lob the keeper straight away. Will Bruhn, the smartest man on the field for that brief second, has iced this game down here in the 83rd minute. He loves Morrissey. Now, you know what about Will Bruhn? I said after this game, I think this is the best game he's ever played in a Houston Dynamo uniform, and I'll tell you why. What he did without the ball. Not the goals, not on the ball. What he did without the goal, without the ball. His movement, his pressing play, his hold-up play, his use of his body, nudging defenders off. Big night for Will Bruhn. Will Bruhn and Giles Barnes right now, very hot strikers going into their Friday game against L.A. All right. Gaspett Law Firm, working for you 24-7, Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents. GaspettLaw.com. GaspettLaw.com, 713-364-0915. And also 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Places to watch soccer in Houston. Here's two good ones. The Gorgeous Gale over in West University, 5555 Morningside, Bar Munich in Midtown. So it's the Gorgeous Gale in West University, Bar Munich in Midtown. And Bud Light reminds you, they are the official beer of the Houston Dynamo and the Mexican national team. Bud Light has been a big sponsor of me long time. I can't tell you how much Budweiser's done for soccer on the radio. They do also remind you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com, get your season tickets for the Dynamo and Dash. Bud Light reminds you to get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And right now, the fifth caller, you will get a pair of tickets to Mexico, Honduras, Wednesday, July 1st, 8:30 p.m. Fifth caller right now at 713-780-3776. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Máximo Cigladieta. Otra vez.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
You know, that song makes me happy. How can you not be happy and think Caribbean with that? You know, producer Mike, that is a happy song. I can see myself on the beach in the Caribbean right now.
Right? Is that a martini glass or something?
Soca Train, Maximus Dan. Now, a lot of people do the song La Soca Train. Nobody does it like Maximus Dan. And by the way, soca music is music from Trinidad and Tobago. Why they call them the Soca Warriors. So you know how I got into Soca music? I'm glad AJ and Fred are not here because... So my niece, when she was young, Hannah, made me a CD with Soca music. Especially for me. Had my name on it and it said Soca. So that was it. And Soca music is cool. It's fun. It's happy. And Maximus Dan does the Soca Train. You got to love it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Have we given Massimiliano Allegri, the coach of Juventus, enough credit? They knocked off Real Madrid. They saved us from seeing another Superclásico, which I'm so glad he did. I find this now a much more appealing Champions League final. What do you think? 713-780-3776. Then you get this storyline of Alvaro Morata scoring for Juventus, who was a youth player at Real Madrid. It was his boyhood club. And his 57th-minute goal sent Juventus to Berlin, 3-2 aggregate after a 1-1 draw. But Allegri set this team up beautifully, and he beat Don Carlo Ancelotti. So you got to congratulate this manager. What a remarkable season. And he did something Antonio Conte has not done. Take him to a Champions League final. And they had a wonderful blend, to me, of defending deep in true Italian style with an absolute master in goal, Gigi Buffon. But then they had those key moments of Carlos Tevez holding the ball up, applying pressure to counter the pressure of Real Madrid. I think the days of just sitting back on your 18-yard box are over. I don't think you can survive like that anymore. You can defend deep for the majority of time in games, but you have to have those critical moments of countering an opponent's pressure with pressure of your own. Juventus deserved this. Sorry, Real Madrid fan, but Juventus reserved this. They deserve this. Remember, it was only 9 years ago that they were put down into the second division, lower divisions, and had to work their way up. And by the way, some of the players stayed, guys like Gigi Buffon. So when you saw him with two arms in the air at the end of the game, oh, that was some real passion. That was an odyssey and a journey. What a goalkeeper. And now you go to Berlin to play Barcelona. But this was collective. This was a group, Juventus. Details, win your games. But Allegri, let's give him tons and tons of credit. And he's not a manager that gets talked about a lot. But he is now. Now, I go over to Barcelona now, 713-780-3776. Here's another manager that deserves tremendous, tremendous credit, Luis Enrique. Because of the way he's got Lionel Messi, the way he's got Neymar Jr., and Luis Suarez all playing together. pretty fascinating. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get a mention in here tonight. Your thoughts on the Dynamo win over Portland. Anything else on your soccer mind. But right now, legend Steven Gerrard of Liverpool played his last home game at famed Anfield. And it was in a losing effort, unfortunately. But he will come to Major League Soccer to play for the LA Galaxy. But this was a very emotional night. He came out on the field with his kids and did a Q&A in front of the fans. Let's listen to some of the sound from the legendary Steven Gerrard of Liverpool.
Yeah, it felt very strange. As you say, I've been dreading this moment. And the reason being is because I'm going to miss it so much. I've loved every minute of it. And I'm absolutely devastated. I'm never going to play in front of these supporters again.
So many fantastic moments here at Anfield. Have you had to pick one of those games to relive again here in this fantastic arena? What would it be?
I think it's very difficult to pick one, but I think the very first time I ran out, thanks to this man here to my left, is a moment I'll never forget. You know, the first time you ever play for Liverpool Football Club is a dream come true. Everything else after that was a bonus for me. So the very first time I played for Liverpool was an absolute dream.
You've spoken this week about the future, and obviously you're off to a fantastic adventure now that the family will enjoy, but you've spoken about the potential of coming back here one day. What about the future of this club? Are you optimistic that it's in the right place and we can move on without you?
If you go on today's performance, every chance. Listen, the club's in good hands. We've got two fantastic owners. We've got Ian underneath that, and then we've got a fantastic manager in Brendan. And as you can see, there's unbelievable potential in the squad. You know, I'm sure that there's going to be some new signings in the coming weeks, but you know, I just look at the players in front of me who've shared the dressing room with for many, many years. I absolutely love them to death, and I wish them every success in the future.
Just one final question to Steven Gerrard, and this is going to be the hardest of the lot, I'm sure. It's your chance to say to the Liverpool fans what you want to say at the end.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I'd like to thank everyone at the club who's helped me over the last 17 years, from top to bottom. There's no order. There's too many people to name. I'd like to thank all my teammates today in the squad, even the players that never got on. All the ex-players that I've played with over the years, you know, they've made me the player I am today. But I have to save me last thank you to the most important people at any football club, but these supporters stand out more than any of them. Just before I go, before the tears come, as I say, I've played in front of most supporters around the world, but let me tell you, you're the best. And thank you very much. All the best.
So an obviously very emotional Steven Gerrard. And, you know, there was something beautifully provincial about that, him being at the same club and the pride that people take in of their own homegrown. And that's what can happen in Major League Soccer now. That can happen in Houston if the Dynamo, as things advance with player development system here. Who's to say that one day we can't have a couple of local Houston products that grew up playing on the fields here, three or four of them in the first team? It's a dream. It's a necessity in the future. We're going to take a break here. We got some big interviews coming up. You're going to hear tonight from Orlando City former Dynamo Tally Hall on the rehab, on the emotional stress, and of coming back in Major League Soccer yesterday. You're going to hear from Will Bruin, who in some ways is a renewed striker for the Houston Dynamo. And you will also hear from Tom Marshall. We go down to Mexico to the Liga MX playoffs. Kubo Torres, also Querétaro and Ronaldinho. A lot to talk about, including the fight in the fans and the stands. Atlas and Chivas. We'll take a break. So much more to come. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.